Since 2009, more than 5 full-time positions have disappeared from the police department. 3 police officers, 1 dispatcher, and a lieutenant. 2 police officers patrol Sitka around the clock in 12-hour shifts from a pool of 8 officers who are dedicated exclusively to regular patrol duty. So in other words, the bench is not very deep. And if someone gets sick or injured, it often means pulling a detective off of a case to handle a patrol shift.
It puts an end to the serious investigations that we're doing right now.
Jason Sexton is a detective at the Sitka Police Department.
If there was a situation where there was more officers, you know, for instance, a sergeant and 2 officers who are working during those shifts, it gives the department a little bit of flexibility to absorb that cost. Someone comes in sick or someone goes on vacation.
At any given time, Sitka's 3 detectives are working on more than 24 open felony cases each. Many of those are drug-related, and most of those land on the desk of Kyle Ferguson. He splits his time between the department and a broader narcotics task force called Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs, or CCAD. Ferguson has been working drug cases since 2008, and he says he's never seen the drug problem in Sitka as serious as it is now, especially with meth, heroin, and pharmaceuticals.
I can't think of it. Well, I can think of one case off the top of my head out of the dozens that we've worked in the last year in investigations that didn't have a drug nexus, a direct link.
Ferguson told the assembly that the problem is widespread and in places that might surprise most people.
You have middle schoolers using methamphetamine and heroin. Not all of them can pay. You have middle schoolers trading themselves, their bodies, for drugs. That's not a Sitka problem. That's something that you hear about down south. Mm. It's here. It's in your backyard.
That case has not yet resulted in charges, but Ferguson used it to illustrate the serious felonies the department is working on investigating. The police department's argument for more manpower comes during contract negotiations between the city and the union representing most department employees. But it was management at the helm of Monday's presentation, which was arranged by interim municipal administrator Jay Sweeney.
Having worked here 2 years, I was absolutely shocked to know the level of some of the issues the police department was facing when all of a sudden I was put in the role of administrator.
Cuts to the police department and position freezes happened when Jim Dinley was municipal administrator, and at a time when sales tax revenues were declining and the assembly was looking to tighten the city's belt. Nobody on the current assembly, or even on the police department staff, pointed to Dinley as the cause of the cuts, but Police and Fire Commission member Don Jones was not as restrained.
Something I would ask of the assembly is to take a very long, hard look at getting the positions restored to the police department that have been deleted, unfunded, frozen, taken away in the past several years. I lay that at the feet of the previous city administrator. I know he's not here to defend himself, but nonetheless, I see him as responsible for that having happened. And it should not have happened.
It's difficult to pin down a formula for how many police officers a department should have. That depends on the size of a community, its crime rate, its geography, and any number of other factors. But there are averages, and Sitka is below them. Nationwide, the average police department has about 2.5 police officers for every 1,000 people. That's according to the U.S. Department of Justice. That would put Sitka at about 22 officers. The department presently has 12 sworn officers able to perform active duty and 16 funded positions. The state average is also higher than Sitka's complement. Using that number, a city of Sitka's size should have about 19 officers. Assembly members, meanwhile, had some questions. Tor Christensen wanted to know if the department had considered a reserve force of volunteers. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt said yes, but the workload often discouraged people from signing up or staying signed up. Michelle Putz wanted to know what the department was asking for. What's the minimum need? What creative ideas does the department have? How will we pay for it?
Let me take that for a second.
Again, Interim Administrator Jay Sweeney.
We don't necessarily have answers to give to you to those questions. But one of the things that I thought was very critically important was to present a very broad and complex issue, which has, at least to my knowledge, has gone under the radar.
Exactly what to do about those issues, we'll come back to the assembly after more conversations between Sweeney and the chief of police. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.